Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One in 17-10 anytime. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Right, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. Their odds against. Love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes. Listen on Audio Boom or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the midweek edition of the Punt podcast, brought to you by William Hill. Sam Norris here in the presenter's chair, and it is my great pleasure to be joined by the ambassador himself, Lee Phelps. We'll be hearing from Gab Puchalowski a little bit later on the League Cup, but in terms of European football, Lee's got it well and truly covered. How are you, Lee?
Well, I'm not sure I have got it covered. I thought I was only coming in for 1 week. And then they dragged me in. I think the tips were that good last week that they brought me in again, which is nice of them. But Tom Kerwin will be in this seat soon. But he's on holiday for a couple of weeks, so we're going to get him in from the start of September. Tom Kerwin will be doing this every week, not me. I'm just like a sub, but I think I played that well in the first leg of the Champions League and Europa League playoffs. They've brought me back in just to finish the job off.
It wasn't a case of the public demanding your return this weekend.
I don't think it was. Funnily enough, I covered a break on racing radio yesterday, which is very rare. And I never used to do racing radio, even when I was allowed to come on these podcasts and present. And someone emailed in saying, great to hear Lee Phelps back on the airwaves. That was about 30 seconds after I'd put the wrong commentary out. I'd put a 2012 highlights of the Judmont out instead of the actual race from Hexham. So I was like, yeah, probably best I stay behind my desk.
Probably is best, yeah, given that the 2012 Judmont's on the flat as well.
Yes, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And Hexham is a Rob Scholes. On to the football there this week. Three midweek games that we're going to be previewing, starting with a bit of an early kickoff for Celtic. They're in action at 4:30 on Tuesday. They take on Astana. Astana are 19-10 in the betting here. The draw 23-10 and Celtic are 7-5. Celtic hammered them in the first leg, 5-0. So it's pretty much qualification assured for Celtic, although that does make this second leg a little bit harder to bet on, given that team news is going to be oh so important here.
Yeah, definitely. This was one of those games last week, Sam, where I didn't get them all right, obviously, but this one, you know when you get a game where you just think, I get this game. This is easy. Yeah. This is really easy. And the reason it was easy was because Celtic played Astana last season, beat them 2-1 at home, drew 1-1 away in Kazakhstan, and Celtic have had a fantastic season since then. Astana are basically the same team, same manager, same players. Brendan Rodgers said the same thing himself. You know, we know what we've got up against here. Now, Celtic have had a season of just gaining confidence, and they're a much better team this time round. And they've had all that time under Brendan Rodgers as well. So I thought it was pretty easy to back Celtic and back them, you know, to win well. I think the bet we put up in the end was Celtic to win in over 2.5. Now, Brendan Rodgers said that he knows how hard it is going to Astana. It's not the easiest of trips. I think he'll want to keep up some momentum here, though. I think he'd love to keep a clean sheet. Astana, look, they're not going to win this game. There's nothing they can do. They've got a 5-goal deficit to overcome. They haven't scored 5 goals in the game since November 2016, when they won a cup game in Kazakhstan 5-3. They're not going to overturn this. So it's more about, I think it's more about pride for them. It's just whether Celtic can keep them down to nil. I'm tempted to go with the draw at 23-10 just because Celtic haven't got to win. Surely they won't go hell for leather. The Kazakhstan team, Astana, won't either, because they really can't do anything. If they go hell for leather from minute one and try and stay in this tie, Celtic will pick them off, and it could be quite a high scorer. But I just don't know I can't see it really going that way, to be honest with you. It might be best looking at goal scorers, obviously team news permitting. There was a bet that we put up last week, Wally and I, which I thought might have landed, which didn't, which was Lee Griffiths and Scott Sinclair to both score. That's 7-1 on the enhanced odds this time round.
Yeah.
If Astana do go for it and it's an open game and Celtic can get a couple of goals, that's not a bad bet. It's a big price for two players who are obviously in decent nick, team news permitting, of course, on that one. Celtic 7-5, don't think it's quite big enough to go on them to win the game. The draw last year, if you go by my thoughts on last week, Then Celtic are a better team. They got a 1-1 draw there last year, but they needed the draw last year. Mm. You know, it was a crucial. You know, they only won 2-1 at home. So I can see why people would want to go for Celtic, but I'm going to go plain old draw, 23-10. Don't see it being 0-0. So if you want a bit more value, the draw and both teams to score at 3-1, they'll get the job done, come back home, and carry on with the league campaign.
Straight down the middle, then 23-10 for the draw. And if you fancy a score draw, that is available at 3-1.
Interestingly enough, Brendan Rodgers, just looking at some quotes from him, he said, "We worked very well in the first leg, but we need to complete the job. We think of it as a 0-0. That is our approach, and we want to get a good result." That's not true, is it? That's not. I mean, he said that, but no one believes that.
No.
If you're sat in the changing room and your manager said you're 5-0 up from the first leg and you're flying to Kazakhstan, there's no way that you're going, "Yeah, you're right, boss. Yeah, job's not done." The job, everyone knows the job is done.
I'm more annoyed that he's called it 0-0 of 0-0.
That's very Rodgers.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, it's incredibly Rodgers.
Interestingly enough, his counterpart, Stoylov, says that Celtic are 99% through to the group stages. Our chances are not so great, but anything can happen. But to be realistic, Celtic will be going through. Barcelona can do these kind of unreal things. We don't. That's more realistic,
yes,
isn't it?
So yes.
That's what's going to happen here.
Instilling a level of confidence in the players there, yeah. That is for sure. On to the English teams in action. Then we start with Liverpool, who play on Wednesday night, 7:45 kickoff. Liverpool versus Hoffenheim. Liverpool in the betting here at 8-13. The draw is 16-5, and Hoffenheim at 4-1. It was a narrow 2-1 victory for Liverpool in Germany, and if they just keep it nice and tight and don't do anything silly, they'll be progressing. But that hasn't always been the Liverpool way. It's not easy for them to do that.
No, the first leg, we looked at it and thought, well, Hoffenheim, first game in the Champions League, they had a great home record in the Bundesliga last year. Liverpool, a little bit wobbly, not, like you say, inconsistent, not quite sure what you're going to get from them. But I thought Liverpool were a better team. Hoffenheim's home support and the fact that it would be such a great occasion would probably just give them a little bit of a push. And I went for the draw. Liverpool edged it in the end. I think the fact that, you know, they've got, they should be through here because, you know, they've got the away goals. Mm. You know, Hoffenheim aren't that good a team. It's interesting, I was reading an article in 442. One of the Hoffenheim players, Kerem Demirbay, says that there was no doubt that his side play a better brand of football than Liverpool, but the 2-1 down, you know. So, you can say that all you like. And he himself, with his teammates, looking forward to playing at Anfield. I don't know if this will be a classic kind of European atmosphere at Anfield because it's a playoff for the Champions League.
Yeah.
But all the effort that they put in to getting into the Champions League, I can't see that they'll throw it away. I really can't. You know, look, they're looking for, you know, 3 clean sheets on the bounce here. They got a 0-0 against Southampton, 3-0 versus Middlesbrough, and got one against Crystal Palace. That is 3. So looking for another clean sheet here. Maybe they can get that. And the Premier League is, you know, decent, I guess. But whether they can do it at home against Hoffenheim, I just don't know. I can't trust the defence to keep Hoffenheim out. You know, they've got some decent players, and I think they will go for it. You know, if they get an away goal here, Hoffenheim, that could give them some real confidence. And let's not forget, in the first leg, they had a penalty that was saved, which would have given them the lead. You know, and then it could have been a different story. So never that confident about Liverpool. You know, they were a very short price at the weekend to win their game. They're 8-13 here at home. I mean, if this was a Premier League game, they'd be much shorter than 8-13. Mm. That's for sure. Team news is everything. But, you know, I guess you look at the team that played in Hoffenheim and, you know, it didn't matter if you throw kids in because they just score wonder free kicks anyway, don't they? In Trent Alexander-Arnold. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Liverpool. I think they'll win it, but I'm not confident. It's just trying to find the best bet. And I think the only bet you can really have with Liverpool when you're not sure about them, rather than taking the 8-13, is Liverpool to win and both teams to score despite those clean sheets at Anfield. I think that's the way to go here. I think that bet paid dividends last year, didn't it? It was just week after week after week, and I'd be playing that more often than not still against any team, especially if they do rest players because it's the Champions League playoffs. You wouldn't think they would, because you'd imagine that they have to get through to the next round of this, given how much importance they put in Champions League football. But they've got Arsenal at the weekend, you know, big game that is, before the international break. So you wouldn't think they'd rest, but if they do, just bear that in mind when you're having your bets. But for me, Liverpool to win and both teams to score is the bet here.
Liverpool score win then is 15-8 in the betting. I haven't got the facts and figures for it, Lee, but I'm pretty sure Liverpool have got an abysmal record when their odds on at home. I think the the strike rate of them being at home and odds on is.
You don't want to back them odds on, do you?
No.
You know, you really don't. I mean, I, you know, I was talking about the weekend. You know, for the we put up some bets for the home teams in the Premier League, and Liverpool had to go in Yuraka. Never confident about putting it in there though, and they were 1-3 at least.
Yeah.
Obviously, they got the job done against Crystal Palace, but for 73 minutes, you're thinking I've had a 1-3 bet here, and I don't feel that comfortable about it still. So look, you know, in terms of goal scorers, you know, again, wait to see what the team news is like. But you know, Mane is always worth a look, of course, 23-20. But you're not getting an awful lot of value about the Liverpool players. Put him up last week, Andre Kramaric, former Leicester player, of course, didn't do too much in the Premier League. Anytime 9-5 here. He scored the winner in the opening Bundesliga win. Obviously missed the penalty in the first leg. So if you're looking for an away scorer, he's probably your best bet at 9-5. Would have landed. We put him up last week and would have landed if he'd have put that penalty away. But as it happens, you know, it's hard to predict these European football matches, isn't it?
It is.
Chin you, don't they?
It is,
when
indeed.
You're not expecting it most.
Indeed. Thank you for that.
Sam had it was a good bet, wasn't it? One lap out of three?
Yeah,
Leon.
Yeah, which is
But don't touch Leon anymore.
It was a good bet though.
Yeah,
3-1 up after 88 minutes. If you back the score win, you're forming an orderly queue and counting the cash.
Easy. Yeah. And then they go and draw 3-3.
Indeed.
You'll be back this week though with your European nap.
I think I'm going to pass the baton to Alex Dunn this week. Yeah.
Nice. After... Isn't he away?
Well, I'm away as well.
One of us. There'll be no European. Yeah. He needs to pick one out. He hasn't had a go yet, I don't think.
No.
I'm sure he hasn't had a go.
And my one from three strike rate is looking pretty miserable.
It's all
so
right
far.
After 3 weeks. It's settling in period, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chelsea lost the first game of the season. Anyone can lose a game.
True. Thanks for that, Lee.
It's all right.
I feel much better now. On to Everton's match on Thursday in the Europa League. They take on Hajduk Split away from home. Hajduk Split are 21-10, the draw 23-10, and Everton are 13-10 in the betting. Everton won the first leg at Goodison by 2-0. The game sort of made headlines for the off-the-pitch shenanigans, if you like. But on the pitch, it was very much job done for Everton. Comfortable home win, kept a clean sheet, and more of the same would see them through to the next round. But I envisage a fairly hostile atmosphere for them.
Yeah, you're not kidding. It'll be lively. But like you say, that first leg, 2-0 win, it's just kind of, that's what you expect them to do. We put up the win to nil for the Everton game, thought they'd do it, and didn't think Hajduk Split would get on the score sheet. You know, I know they conceded at Man City last night, but, you know, obviously that's a big game. But Everton defensively have been good so far this season. In those early games in the Europa League, they managed to win to nil, but just getting the job done against Ruzan Berok. Beat them 1-0 home and away. Then they beat Stoke 1-0, beat Hajduk Split 2-0. And then that 1-1 draw against Man City, which, like I say, you know, they went pretty close to
forgivable. I think more people were impressed with Everton than they were with Manchester City last night.
And I think that while they're on this kind of run and while they've got this momentum, this defensive momentum, I wouldn't be mind looking again here. I think they'll keep it very tight. They won't be wanting to risk anything here. Hajduk Split will probably come out of them, and I think, as you mentioned, it will be a fervent atmosphere in the stadium. So I think Everton have got it all on to keep it tight here, but I think they will. I think they'll play a very steady game and look just to kind of not concede. They might have to withstand some very early pressure. If Hajduk Split get an early goal, obviously it changes everything completely. But I'll be looking at unders on the goals here. I think Everton will try and keep it really, really tight. Under 1.5 match goals is 21-10. I'd be willing to take that. I kind of fancy the 0-0 draw.
Yeah.
I think they might be able to shut Hajduk Split out. I mean, this isn't a great team, Hajduk Split. You know, obviously in their in H&L, they've got a good home record. They don't concede many goals either. They're on a nice run of home results in the Europa League and in the domestic league, where they've been playing for quite a while. They're a long way into the season in Croatia. But I think Everton are a step above, maybe two steps above Hajduk Split, and I think they'll boss the way this game is played. So 0-0 if you're looking for a correct score, but I'll go under 1.5 just to give us a bit of added security at 21-10.
21-10 then for under 1.5 goals in that Hajduk Split versus Everton game, the recommendation for Lee. That's the midweek European football taken care of, but we do have a raft of games in the Carabao Cup on both Tuesday and Wednesday, and Gav Pushilovsky's been having a look at those games, and we can hear his thoughts now.
Carabao Cup action to see Sheffield United on TV host Leicester City, champions of League One against the champions of England a couple of seasons ago. And I really like Leicester at 17-20 to beat the Blades at Bramall Lane. A few reasons for this one. Sheffield United are going to make many changes. They're not exactly flowing with goals at the moment. Two league goals this season, both from Billy Sharp. He won't feature tonight. He may appear on the bench in fairness, but it will be all about Ched Evans and Keelan Lavery. And Sheffield United made many changes against Walsall in round one of the League Cup and struggled for 75 minutes and looked like they were going to lose the game until they turned it around late on and won it by 3-2. Leicester are going to make many changes tonight, although there is talk about Jamie Vardy playing. Jamie Vardy from Sheffield, Sheffield Wednesday youngster, came through the youth system there before they let him go, and Sheffield Wednesday fan. So Jamie Vardy against the arch rivals. If he plays, he's definitely play to score any time at 6-5. Also, and it is all dependent on team news this, but if Harry Maguire plays for Leicester, I can't see it myself, but if he does, he scored at the weekend. He's a Sheffield United fan. He came through the youth system at Sheffield United before leaving a good number of years ago, and he is 13-2 to score any time. For Sheffield United, Ched Evans will start, and if you fancy an anytime goal scorer, Ched Evans at 21-10. Ignore Leon Clark, suspended, he won't play. Billy Sharp, I think, as I've mentioned, will be on the bench. I actually think that Leicester will win this and it possibly be 1 or 2 nil. I think Sheffield United will have to score to push this to be over 2.5 goals. So Leicester and under 2.5 goals could be very tempting. And that price for Leicester to win an under 2.5 goals is 100-30. But I'm Leicester all the way on this one at 17-20 to beat the Blades.